His eyes are very sweet. Crooked eyes are more sweet. Oh, his smiling is more sweet. His Vrindavan is too sweet. And his float also sweet. His nakedness is also so sweet. And if he is decorated, more sweet. His angriness, oh, very, very sweet, very sweet. So everything is very sweet. Go on. Vishakha and all. Turun militam jena tasmai shri gurave nama. Vancha kalpatabhyascha kripasindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavibhyo nama. Namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः इयं प्रव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनिदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमामतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं धिगे. Before my class, I want to tell you something that tomorrow is Nrisimha Chaturdashi Vrata. Nrisimha Dev, out of mercy, he came, saved Prahlad Maharaj and killed very big demon like Hiranyakashipu. Oh, that very day, on Chaturdashi of this month. So, we should try to be observe Vrata. It will be better that we should take Nirjala without water even. In India, almost all devotees there. But you are given something, what? Concession. Western countries, devotees, that they may take anything, but not corn, wheat,
no grain,
or anything made by corn. You can take some vegetables, juice, or milk, yogurt, or anything you can. But don't take so much. If you are not taking, also good, so good. The mercy of Nrisimha Dev will come. But we should also consider the Swamiji's concession. So you can do like this. But you should all observe Nrisimha Chaturdashi. From beginning, from early morning aarti, you can do that kirtan also. Nrisimha Dev. Namaste Nrisimhahladaine. That, and from beginning of our part, daily routine as in morning, from beginning of seventh canto, some there are some about 6 or 7 chapters regarding them, regarding Prahlad Maharaj. We should try to explain. And also in midday, give offering bhog to Nrisimhadev also. But that kind of, you can give anything to Nrisimhadev, he is not bound by all these things. And in our this class, we will explain so many things about the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And then in evening, the pastimes of Nrisimhadev and Prahlad will be shown in drama play. Oh, you should be ready for that. On 7th May, the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri, we should try to glorify him. How he did Annakoot after a long period at the time of Krishna, which was done by Nanda Baba and all. And after that, Madhavendra Puri path. To serve newly coming from earth, O Gopal Dev. And by his order, he did so many things. So they will glorify that. So I want that, as usual, we did in past years, we should prepare all the lady devotees. They are very expert in making paraphernalia, so many various kinds of sweets, achar ke ki bole, pickles, or so many namkeen, salties, or juices, and so many things, butter, or chapati, puri, kachauri, halwa, mahanbhog, kheer, laddu, and so many things. They can do so many kinds of preparations. But I want that it should be under control, that one lady or a group of ladies, devotees, they should make one paraphernalia, one kind of, and others. I want that not less than 364 kinds of preparation should be there. But all the things, kacha mal, kacha, uncooked, they should be given by male devotees to them. They should supply them.
All the ingredients
should be supplied by them, and you should take test in this. Those will help in any way, even giving any grain in this Mahotsav of Annakoot.
Annakoot festival.
And helping by words, helping by anyone. It may be that Lakshmi can beg anywhere, door to door. But that devotee will not do like that. Never he will be beggar. So you should try to do all. We should try to help all in these things. So I want at least 364 kinds of preparation should be done. But in a controlled way, that all should not make one thing. Different. And I think that Prabhu, Nanda Gopal Prabhu, and make a team for this, so that you can divide it all. Puri should also be done. You know puri? Manbhogi, you know? Manohar laddu? All kinds of preparation should be done. That Krishna should come by greed. And he should become Govardhan Hill-like. And he will test. Oh. Anore. Oh, from that very day we should do Nagar Sankirtan as usual. Nagar Sankirtan. Huh? Nagar Sankirtan here. Oh, Go Puja should be done very calm and quiet. Any cow with calf should be brought. And we will worship that. And we will worship Vaishnav Brahman. Vaishnav. Or Brahman Vaishnav. Qualified. Brahman but devotee. And then we will give, offer all these things to Govardhan, and before this we will do Abhishek by so many things. Milk,
yogurt,
honey, ghee and sugar. So many things.
And coconut
water also. We should try to arrange all these things. When it will be done? As usual. In evening?
In morning.
Oh, yes.
10 o'clock.
Not in Sankirtan, at 10 o'clock. And then after that, coming here and taking place.
Oh, we will take from here. All should be here. And from here, we will go to Govardhan Hill, very nearer. Nearer Jamuna, anywhere.
Shyamkund,
Radha Kund and all are there. And we will do all this. And after that, we will distribute all prasadam to all devotees. To all. Not any special persons. To all it will be given. And then we will do parikrama. Parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan there. No? With dancing and... And then we will take all the paraphernalia from there and we'll bring here, and here we will distribute. And then in evening or classes, we will glorify Giriraj Govardhan. How he is? He can give everything. Who is he? What is his swarup? Swarup means
constitutional form.
Who is he? Whether we should worship in him in God's form or
devotee
form. We should discuss all these things. So I think you should make a team and you should manage all these things. I think also anyhow they should take part in this. Now it is about 7. So something before my class, I want to discuss. I wanted to discuss Chaitanya Chaitamrit, last parichhed, antya. There, Krishna Das Gopri, Raj Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, especially Rupa and Raghunath. And after that, he is glorifying the stage of Mahabhava of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he is jumping in sea? Why sometimes he is out of 7 doors? How quickly going there? And becoming like mad. Sometimes hearing the sweet flute of Krishna, he becomes mad. How? These are the very high class of modes. So I wanted to give something, any idea about all these things that we can follow easily. To whom? Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. We should know the mode of all these devotees and try to follow them. It may help you. But before that, today, I want to explain that very dangerous is for any devotee is the Dushanga.
Bad association.
Bad association. And in that bad association, now so many varieties of doubts will come about devotees, about bhakti, about Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So many doubts may come. Or it is bound to come if you are not in good association. And thus gradually you will be very far, far, far away, and then you will be ruined. So I want to make you careful. You should know all these things. Once Krishna, with his all queens and daughters and sons, relatives, he came to Kurukshetra. No? Before the Mahabharata battle, from everywhere, from India, so many emperors, kings with their relatives, sons and daughters, they are all assembled in Kurukshetra, because at that time Kurukshetra was the prominent Tirthasthali of India, where Parshuram has done so many sacrifices, where is the place of Prithu Maharaj. So many things are there. So all were assembled. Even Pandavas, Kunti Mother, Draupadi, Subhadra, all were assembled there. Bhisham Pitama, Duryodhan, all with his all relatives, all were there. Anyhow, Nanda Baba heard that my dear son is going to Kurukshetra. And he quickly announced that tomorrow we will go by bullock cart, all relatives from. Only some old person will be here to look after Braja, and we should go. So all gopis, Yashoda mother, and all, they came to Kurukshetra. They are all meeting each other, all utter, especially after taking bath in sun eucalyptus.
Solar eclipse.
And they were denoting what they have. All golden ornaments, garments, wealth, what they have, all they are distributing. After this, Draupadi, Kunti, and all came to meet Vasudev. Vasudev, the father of Krishna. Vasudev. Oh, Kunti was weeping so much, telling his brother, "Brother, you came very, but both nishthur ho gaye. Why you became so cruel? My sons were given poison. They were given in fire. And we became so that we had to go to forest and jungle, giving up all kingdoms. We are all dying. But you never came to us. Why you became cruel?" Then Vasudev Maharaj, he also began to weep, telling, "My sisters, dear sisters, we were at that time in prison. Our six sons were killed there. This cruel Kans killed our sons. And he was giving terrible
torture
etching me. Us. How we could have come?" So we were bound in that. At that time, we have sent Krishna to save Krishna to Gokul Vrindavan. And he was like a baby. Don't we worry. All the things, we have nothing to do. We are bound to tolerate all these things. So my dear sister, try to realize this fact. We are puppet in the hands of Krishna. Puppet. But also, to some extent we are swatantra, independent to do anything new. And we are bound to enjoy the fruits of bad and good activities. You are bound to do. So don't blame on Krishna, Supreme God, or to us. Don't blame. We may think that Hitler was very cruel. And he took so many Jews in jail. And so many were killed there. Tortured he so much torture. Why, if God is there, why he became cruel? Not to stop that. So any doubt may come. Why he did so? So many doubts may come. If God was there, why he became neutral? He should not have been. So we should think so many things. If you are in any bad association, they will raise all the points and tell there is no God at all. He is not merciful. He cannot do anything because he has no form, no end, no mind to think. He is nirgun. He is abhyakta. He is nothing, zero. So what is the need of worshipping him or accepting him? We don't want to accept. Why he could not stop Hitler? So everything has been told in our epics. No? Why Krishna could not stop he if he wished, all could have been stopped totally. We cannot do anything. As I told, we are like a puppet. But you can see Gita. What Gita to telling? He telling? Ishvara sarvabhutanam hiddeshe arjuna tishthati brahmin sarvabhutani yantra rudhani maya. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Have you read Gita? Do you remember this? Who can explain? You can explain? Anything new, can you? Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishvara, in the form of Paramatma, as a sakshi, as a witness, he is here. What doing? The jivas are standing on their karma chakra. What is that? Like a pot maker.
Potter.
Clay potter. What he is doing? Like a stick.
Moving a wheel.
And he is doing that and so many kinds of pot are coming. So we are sitting all. Where? On our bad or good activities we have done in past, and that has become karma chakra. Krishna is doing nothing. Witness is what we are suffering, testing. It is due to our own fault or good activities or bad activities. Krishna is not responsible for this. If in America, who is now president?
Mr. Bush.
If anyone is killing anyone here in this, then is the president of America is responsible for that murder or not?
No.
Yes, no, both. Very good. He has first announced and made some regulation for the not to do like this. But if anyone not obeying, so many police, so many judges, so many court, and so many everything is there to punish that person. So Krishna announced in Ved, Shastra, and by devotees here and there, you should not do like this. And if you are doing, then you will have to be on karma chakra and you will have to suffer for that. Krishna is not responsible because he has told. So jivas has some independence to do, but they are bound to enjoy their activities fruit. Now, more clearly you should come. Why a father of Krishna, Supreme God, he is suffering? Why he was suffering? Why? We should try to know. Because he was one of the associates of Krishna and he has come with Krishna to give so many teachings to world. So he was like playing as a
actor.
In Krishna pastime. Why? To establish dharma. He was doing so, all these things. Secondly, if there is any Bhagavat Bhakta, devotee, he should have tolerance. Tolerance, you know, if devotee, but no tolerance, no pure devotee. They should be like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Vasudev Maharaj. So, to show whole world as an example that we should be try to be like Vasudev Maharaj in tolerance. And why he tolerated? Oh, there are so many reasons. But when the aerial voice came that the AIDS womb of Devaki will kill Kansa. Oh, Kansa became upset and he wanted to kill whom? Devaki. From whom? Was eighth womb will come. He was in dilemma. He heard from the aerial voice and he believed that eighth son will come and will kill me. But even he wanted to make it
false.
I will kill Devaki and thus no Ombu will be there. So he wanted. But Vasudeva Maharaj has a strong faith on Krishna, this aerial voice, that anyhow Kansa cannot, and eighth womb must come and it will kill. So he was
so much faith.
He was very firm belief in this.
Very confident.
Very confident. So we should be in confidence. If anyone will chant name, here pastimes of Krishna, do any service, they cannot be killed by anyone. Never, never. So we should have a confidence like Vasudev to teach this thing. Moreover, something more. What? The six homes of Devaki, who are there? Who are they? Oh, they were the sons of Marichi Muni, very high class of realized Muni. And they were in the council of Brahma once. And they criticized Brahma, Mahabhagavatam. And for this offense, he has to come. Where? In the womb of the wife of Kalnemi. Kalnemi. Grandfather of Hiranyakashipu. Kalnemi, grandson. And he came there. And after that Kalnemi became Kansa. And these six sons became his son. And his son being by the fruit that they have done offenses in Mahabhagavatam. And he has told, cause that you will be killed by your own father. So they must suffer. They must suffer. Hiranyakashipu. Then they came in the womb of Mother Yashoda. And that is why they were killed. But we are not seeing. While we are seeing from upside, externally we will say, we are not seeing the past activities. So Hitler, whom he killed, they have done so much wrong things. They have killed so many in any way. And they came in the shape of like Jews. Why all Jews are not called killed? Somewhere. Some except. You know? Except. And they were shaped. But why all this? They were guilty for their own activities, for fall, past activities. But we are so foolish, we cannot imagine what they have done in their past. But Krishna knows. As a sakshi, as a witness, and he arranged all these things that they must be killed. Now so many cows we are seeing in India here and there, they are killed. Why? Because they have taken meat from all these things, acts, and now they are testing their bad activities. So any kind of these doubts may come in bad society. So we should be very careful for this. Don't associate those who have no bhakti. In Gita also it has been told, Sandehatma Vinashyati. Those who have any doubt in Krishna, his associates in bhakti, they will be destroyed very soon. So we should be very, very careful about this. Now, I'm coming to my class, but time is over. Some drama play will come of Haridas Thakur.
Yes, Haridas Thakur.
We should hear and we should see. But I wanted to tell the glorifications of Srila Haridas Thakur. Though he was from beginning Muslim, but really who was he? Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, both. They wanted to come, and Sir Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they came by the wish of Krishna. So though he was Muslim, but yet he has so much faith, and he was chanting name from beginning. From beginning. Who was his Gurudev? Really no Gurudev. But Gurudev was Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu. Because he is superior than Brahma. So, when he was in his native place, all were very much attracted to him. He was renounced. Only some door coffin. Nothing else. Always chanting her name. From beginning, 3 lakhs of name. Some louder, loudly, some in mind, some hearing oneself, sometimes without mala, or dancing and rolling down on the earth, some without mala, in daytime, night time, and thus he used to complete 3 lakhs of name daily. So, all the common person became very attracted to him. They used to give him so much respect, so much respect. So the king of that place, Ramachandra Khan, became upset. I am a king of this place, but no one respects me like him. He is Muslim, and even they are honoring him. So what he did? He called a very beautiful teenage prostitute and told that I will give you half my kingdom and wealth. And if you are
able to
deviate that Haridas Thakur. Oh, don't worry. In a moment I can do this. Moment. Give me some time. His chest only jab tak ki mujhe dekhta nahi.
He has good character until he sees me.
So once he will see me, and at once his chastity will go away. So give me time. And thus one day in the night she went there, Haridas Thakur. He was alone. In night time, Purnima was there. Cool breeze was there. Oh, on this bank of Ganges. He has a plant of tulsi. And he used to worship daily. And on the shade of that tulsi, in his cave, he used to chant Harinam Holy. So that prostitute came and tried so much, half naked, sometimes so much thing, and showing so many bhrubhangi poses. She wanted to but he was telling that prostitutes, I will obey you, I will fulfill your desire, but let me finish my task. What was task? To chant 1 koti Harina, 1 crore.
100 million.
100 million. I have taken bow for this.
10 million.
10 million of name. How, if he be doing 3 lakhs, then how it will be? He must be doing 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs. So he was doing whole day and night. So I have taken a bow for this. You should wait. You should sit here. And when I will finish, I must obey you. Fulfill your desire. So she was sitting. Morning came, she was waiting. But when morning came, she returned. The king asked, what? Successful you? I must be successful. Today he has promised to serve me. And then, again she came in the night. whole night. Oh, you should wait a little. Oh, very soon I am going to complete. And thus third night she came. And she was totally changed by hearing Shuddha name of a high class of devotee. At once she was changed and he fell flat on the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Or he accepted that I have come by the order of that king, his very bad person. So he has some jealousy. And that is why he wants that anyone should not honor. So I came to you, but I am changed now. I am offensive. I was so much lusty. I want to take the shelter of lotus feet. Then Haridas Thakur told her, at once, go to your home, return to your home. And what you have collected money from this prostitute profession, at once you should donate to Brahmins, the greedy Brahmins, Kali Yugi Brahman may take these things. And she went, only one cloth,
ordinary cloth,
white. She returned there in the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur told, I knew this fact, but I was for you 3 days here. Otherwise I had gone, but only to purify I was here. So I am giving my whole this ashram, tulsi plant, and my cottage on the bank of
Ganges.
I am giving to you. You should be here. Don't go anywhere. All will come and give so many donations, so many kinds of preparation, prasadam and everything. But you should not accept. You should not accept. Only accept that you can maintain your life, nothing else. And you should be here. And everything will come. So many high class of Vaishnava began to come to there to see, oh, this prostitutes, now how it has been changed. And it has been a Mahabhagavat-like. So, Haridas Thakur, very high class of devotee. Oh, he was Brahma and plus Prahlad Maharaj. He was associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, next class we will glorify him. So many things are there. So many. A Mahabharata can be written on his life. So big Mahabharata. So, oh, now we should try to, they should be prepared to, ready to, for drama. What your question?
You mentioned earlier how so many people were put to death by that one person, Hitler, right? So they were put to death because of their past reactions. But the personality like Hitler who's inflicting the punishment, is he creating bad karma or is he acting just as an
instrument? Oh, yes. She got punished at once. He himself shooted or what he did.
But also so many lives he will have to suffer.
Yes, so many for them.
Who is the Ishtadeva of Lord Brahmaji? Who is the
Ishtadeva of Lord Brahma?
Some say Narayan, some say
Brahma.
The Ishtadeva of Lord Brahma.
Oh. Inside Haridas Thakur.
Oh, first, the worshipable of Brahma is Mahavishnu. Garbhodasai
Vishnu.
But
he took Kam Gayatri Vishnu
himself.
He took Kam Gayatri Vishnu.
Oh, there are so many things. That Brahma has been retired and he has gone to Golok Vrindavan and serving Krishna. And to whom we are telling, not yet realize. Oh, he is here.
I don't really understand how two personalities, Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Brahma, are both in the body of Haridas.
Oh, it is very easy for Krishna. Very, very. As he becomes like lakhs and lakhs in Krishna form to each gopis in dawns. The associates of Krishna are like him. They are very powerful to be in lakhs and lakhs forms like Narad. Oh, everywhere where Krishna pastime is going, and he is there. He is in the same time in Brahmalok, he is in Vishlok, he is in Narayanlok, he is in Dwarka, and he is sometimes in Braja. And also Braja Leela is going on in several universes. So Narad Rishi has also so many faces, so many. Sometimes he can be with Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, so many can come. Like we see in Sarupa Damodar, so many were there. In Raya Ramananda, so many were there. Arjun Sakha, Arjuni Gopi, so many. Vishakha also. When Krishna descend to this world, all the incarnations, all the all incarnations, they come with Krishna. We cannot see, but all. No harm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thus ends the class, evening class in Baja on the 5th of May 2001. Hare Krishna.